Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Buckets. That's the name of my boat, Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to Tallahassee.
It's mercy if y'all don't know. Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give and go. This Shelly-oop, hoodie girl dunking in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, they want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets after buckets, baby. You out of town. It's buckets. What it is, homie, it's buckets. Woo! We get buckets. Yeah, baby. Buckets. Buckets.
I have no shame.
I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Buckets. I'm Matty Ice. He's Vish. She's Melissa. Melissa, how are we doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm excited. First current player to come on the show, Jasmine Roberts. Now officially senior, as from what I saw from her Instagram, she finished finals this morning. Good stuff. Vish, how's it going?
I remember when we had a baseball program, but excited for Jasmine to come on.
You were going to say, I remember when I took my last final at Miami.
Oh, God. Hell no, I don't remember that. That was way too long ago.
I remember my last final as a grad student.
I honestly, I don't remember shit. So, of that, those were not memorable moments for me. I remember a lot of other stuff in college, but not like the exams.
Matt, do you remember your last final at Beach?
No, I just remember the pyramid. That's about it.
I mean, the pyramid's
Beach.
Memorable.
Beach are so. Getting some nice transfers, though, too.
I'm saying. So
it's going to be lit.
Jasmine's going to be on at 9 o'clock, so in a few minutes. But there was some women's news that's happened since our last get-together. A coach edition and a player edition. Vish.
Yeah, so both from Mississippi State.
Who we beat last season.
Yeah, it was there. It was one of the few one of the few positive basketball memories I have where I traveled to something and it actually worked out. But
yeah.
One of the games I watched too, out of the women's games.
Logged a lot of miles to watch a lot of L's is what I did last year, but Matt did do the cross country trip for the ACC tournament. So
yeah, you got to watch us lose in your backyard.
We added an assistant coach, Muriel Page, who has a massive resume, including 11 years in the WNBA. She joins us from Mississippi State, and then I guess fifth year senior now, who played a year at Mississippi State but played 3 years at DePaul. Darion Rogers. I hope I'm saying that correctly. 5'11 guard, so some height in the backcourt.
Shooting, too.
She can shoot. Averaged 88% from the free throw line last season. But if you look at her junior year stats at DePaul, she balled out. It looks like her minutes got cut a bit last year at Mississippi State. I don't know if they had like a different rotation and whatnot, but her junior year at DePaul, she averaged 17 points. So,
88% from the line.
Yeah. So,
man, and we're going to be a good free throw shooting
38.5% from three. So, and you know, some height in the backcourt can't help at 5'11". I like it.
Yeah, and it's going to be a very different team, obviously.
A lot of new faces, a lot of new old faces.
Yeah, it's a lot of new faces, and it's just stylistically very different. It's going to be a lot more, I think, space in the floor and shooting. Based on, we did not have a lot of shooting last year.
We added a lot of shooting.
We've added a lot of shooting, probably less off the dribble, more movement in the offense. I think we'll see. Hopefully some made layups too.
So hopefully some made free throws.
Well, Rodgers will help with that for sure. get her the ball. Get her the ball at the end of the games. Get her the ball.
What's up with everyone in the chat? Kane today, Daniel.
It is. Yeah, it's an exciting. I think it's strange, right? Because, you know, obviously we're big fans of Coach Meyer, you know, friend of the show.
Namer of the show.
Namer of the show. Now just like friend.
at Starbucks for half an hour.
Now it's just friend. but like, it is kind of, you know, there's an element of excitement around the program, which probably would have been there anyway. If she decided to come back, but just, I don't know that a lot of that roster would have stayed intact regardless. We talked about this last year, a lot of redundant players.
Yeah.
That weren't getting as many minutes as they would get elsewhere. And then when you get snubbed like that, bad taste in the mouth. I think we were likely to see a lot of transfers regardless. So,
but we held on to the GOAT.
We did. We held on to Jasmine.
I'm getting good with the pointing.
You are, like in the intro when the Melissa's right, you kind of struggle to find it. Now you got it.
We can never get rid of that clip because it's the Mad at 19.
It's the last vestige of the
Mad. That clip will live forever and ever.
You should show that to your player and see if he still thinks it looks like you're 50. And
Matt's now assisting coaching, and one of his high school players thought he was like 50.
So Matt, no, literally thought I was 50.
So Matt taught him a lesson.
Yeah,
made him wait.
That's like, how you do it.
I'm checking the DMs on the Buckets account to make sure no issues arise while we wait for our guest. Unlike when Coach Meyer came on the first time and she was having technical difficulties and was messaging Vish, and Vish didn't see it.
She also has my phone number. She could have texted. Like, Twitter DMs are not the most efficient Vish, way to.
Did you see that Popeyes has a new chicken sandwich?
Wait, what? No, I did not. Hold on.
Yeah. New sauce. It's like a
new sauce.
Yeah, it has a new sauce on it. I don't remember if it's honey barbecue or something like that. It's a different sauce on it.
Canes today, you should get the name right if you're gonna.
Wait, so what is the sauce? The honey mustard sauce, you said?
No, it's like honey barbecue, I think, or something. I saw it on a post, but I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know who Darian Jones is, but.
No word about talk about Messi. That's not people come in here talking about all Miami sports. Canes basketball only.
Talk about Messi. I mean, we can talk
Canes
about
basketball only. We are not a soccer program.
Well, we can talk about the greatness of Real Madrid and that come from behind wind again. Off to the finals. Good day for me sports wise until the Canes took the field. We can talk about that. I don't know if that's what you want to talk about.
You don't want to talk about the Mavs basketball team.
We could talk about Luka.
Let's not. You know, I don't think anyone wants to hear NBA talk. So let's move on. That game didn't happen yesterday, as far as I'm concerned. You know, it was a little just like the first game of the Clippers series. You know, we're just gonna flush it and move on. Everything will be fine.
Vish is panicking on the inside.
Oh, no, I'm good. I never thought I'd see that shit of a franchise win anything. I've seen them win a title. You don't understand how bad they were. There we go. There's my guy. That's all I'm going to win.
Vish, you literally follow every sport, don't you?
Except hockey. By the way, the Panthers just scored and apparently take the lead, so good on that, right?
Yeah, we lost game one, so I'm a little panicked.
But there we go. It looks like the looks like things are going better here.
Well,
2-1 Panthers.
He's saying it's a good sport, but in my opinion, basketball is the best sport. But I know soccer worldwide is the most popular. Or they call it football. Or however you say it. Football? I don't know. How do you say it with the accent?
Football. It's not like complicated.
I don't know. You're the Spanish speaker of the show. There you go, Kane today.
Still spelled the last name wrong, but
the autocorrect added an apostrophe.
And added the D also, because
yeah,
Roger's R-O-G-R.
We're getting closer. We're getting, the intent was there. do we think
your boy's a little laggy?
What?
A little laggy. Yeah.
Who, me?
It's in the chop. No, he's talking about himself. He said your boy. That means himself.
Yeah.
You think we add anybody else on the women's team? Maybe another big.
Oh, we're definitely gonna, I think, add more. We don't have a. I mean, it's, if you count the freshmen, they actually did update the roster. I don't know if you saw on the website, so it is updated now. Yeah. Sure. So I mean, we're kind of full on. I don't know. We might add one more. It's light on experience, so if we run it as is, it's going to be a lot of the freshmen are going to be playing a lot. So.
Yeah, I think we need another big, in my opinion.
Well. After last year's everyone was a big, maybe not. I don't know.
I need someone down low that can just be a brick wall and just have people run into them.
Sure, not referencing anyone in specific, right?
Oh man, I gotta get to know all these new people again, man. It's crazy.
Well, at least some of them we're familiar with, so. Some of the new people are old people, so.
Well, we got four players we're familiar with.
Four players. Wait. Well, I assuming Lamaya's healthy.
Lamaya, Jasmine.
Yeah, and the Cavenders. Yeah.
Uh-oh. There's a text bubble. Let's see what she's writing.
Is it okay if I'm sitting in my car? Yes.
Yes.
You guys are both looking.
Well, you said text bubble, so I clicked over, man.
She clicked over. Well, because we've been communicating through the Buckets account, just so in case I missed it. Because
should we ask her about her Mount Rushmore of four non-sport movies?
I'd be like, do you want to take part? We should ask her a Mount Rushmore of sports movies, because we already did ours. But
I mean, I'm not putting the guests on the spot with that. Are you serious? With to explain right. We're even asking
you should
about.
Be here momentarily. Kane's today is having an issue with spelling and words and all of those things today. Also, if you haven't, you all should go over to aboutthefans.com and buy a hoodie. Hoodie Girl Collection. Buy a hoodie. Help your girl out.
There you go.
It was cold for 2 days this weekend and rainy.
Oh, I was going to say, like, not all of our people live in Miami, so there's hoodie weather.
I went to the DC United game with my nephew Saturday night. And I did wear one of your hoodies.
See? Supporting the brand. I appreciate it. We're waiting on Matt.
Dude, you know what I have to do now too? So, not only am I mean, money's tough right now. We have to get Monica a new car. I don't know if I told you guys that.
Oh, crap. So, yeah, we replaced the AC, and now...
Wait, was the AC your car or her car? You share a car.
No, it was my car. Okay. Yeah. Civics, for whatever reason, the generation I have, they just have a problem with the AC.
And so what happened to her car?
She just has the car because her dad got it for her, but like the agreement was like once her sister's old enough to drive, it's going to get handed down. So
it's getting repoed in a way.
Yeah.
Rough.
So
my car's paid off, so I'm gonna drive that thing into the ground before I get
home. I'm right with you, but you know.
Wow.
Sorry, I was talking a lot. I was very excited.
That's fine.
Did you see what Zoe just said to your
dad?
What happened?
Which is hilarious. He called him a tight end. It was your response to his. We haven't made fun of Norchad yet. That's coming later. But
hold on. Oh, wow.
I mean, I don't think he's got the hands and toughness for it, to be honest. So
he must. No, he's. Is he respond? Wait, did he respond to a comment on mine? Because like, how did he see my?
I mean, he might follow you. Oh, he follows me. He might follow you.
He doesn't follow me. I just did a Twitter purge today, by the way. To all you people who follow me just to get the follow and then unfollow me, I've found you. I spent like 15 minutes today unfollowing all of these people who follow, because I follow back any Canes fan and then they unfollow me. So he, Max, you retweeted it or something?
He follows me too. I don't. He might have seen it off of any of us.
Following someone just to get the follow and then unfollowing—that's like sit when you.
I literally unfollowed like 50 people today because they were Canes fans that obviously followed me, and I followed them back, and then they don't follow me anymore. And I was just like, "That's not cool." And also, is Moose still in here? Moose does not follow us. He doesn't follow me or the Buckets Twitter. And we follow him.
Explaining to do.
I did not unfollow him because he is a friend of the show. But Moose, we have to have a chat.
He's a friend of mine, so he better not be me. I don't have to clean up beef here.
I'm calling out Moose. Although we did have a little mishap where we didn't realize Coach Meyer was following us, and I tagged her in a tweet.
Okay, now she said from the jump.
There's no way, because
no way we looked so many times.
We did.
No, I even looked too. That's not true.
No.
At one point, she followed us, and I never got a notification because I don't know when it happened. Because we've been talking about this for months.
It must have been fairly recently though, because we were looking for quite a while.
I'm gonna DM Jasmine after the show. I'm totally buying her a hoodie. She's gotta have a hoodie. I'm gonna get her a Larinaga Meyer 23 hoodie.
There you go.
For sure. She needs one. I'm gonna get Matt one too. Because he's never gonna buy one. And
so she didn't give us specifics, but looks like new player coming in.
Yeah.
She seemed really excited about, so this will be this will be good.
I don't want her to get in trouble.
That's why I shut down immediately. I was like, don't say
shit. I had a bunch of questions to ask, but like I stopped talking.
Look at where Matt's camera froze. Oh, did you see it?
Huh?
Did you see where Matt's camera froze? Because it was hilarious.
Oh, no, I missed it.
Wait, you'll watch the replay of the show because you always do.
See it. I was like in my head of just like I'm doing all the talking. So I kept pausing. And then I was like, Matt, ask a question. Because like I felt bad. I told us before
he didn't have much to ask. So
I was literally like all day I had like a million questions written down.
There's one more excited. That I thought of, but
yo Jasmine mentioned Kobe and Matt was just like
I decided not to ask about last season was pretty much a disaster, so I just
like, I kind of mentioned the snub, but like we kind of just went into talking about the season before.
Yeah, you backed it up a year into more happier times.
Well, I mean, like that was her breakout season, though. I mean,
no, it was
blossomed. But I was hoping she wore 4 because, like, that's her number, and she's like, "Nope, can't wear 24." And I was like, "Oh, buzzkill," because I was like, "That's my number." So,
anyway, she's a really good interview.
Yo, yeah, she's awesome. I had to mention how Julia threw shade.
Yeah, I think she was she seemed a little bit of
you know who he has a women's team too.
I know
who's that. Is that who you're I know who he's talking about from the chat, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Max is like one of our insiders. Max is one of our insiders, not Matt. Sorry, did I say Matt? I meant Max.
Matt too. He's got all the big scoops.
I literally almost call Matt Max on the regular, and then it just like switches up. Max wore the hoodie girl about the fans collab hoodie on his show last week.
Oh,
much appreciated. He would have worn it sooner, but he got it sent to his house, and he was house sitting his parents' place for like 2 weeks, so he had to wait like 2 weeks to get it. But he was rocking it. It looked good. So
we're going to get sound, it did look like Jasmine was not very happy with Julia either.
It did. I had to bring it up. I know it was a little like, but like, you know.
I know. I wish I had popcorn in that moment.
Yeah. I had to ask. Moose. You don't follow our buckets.
Allegedly, you don't follow buckets, although apparently we also can't detect who follows who. So, but allegedly.
Moose, if you're not following me and the Buckets show by the end of this pod, I'm going to be very upset.
I already told you, don't start beef with Moose. That's my guy.
I was so threatening without being threatening.
I purged a bunch of people and I did not unfollow him because Moose is a friend of the show. So I'm just letting him know he doesn't follow us, even though we follow him.
She wasn't.
I don't know when she followed, but
it was fairly recently.
I take complete blame for calling her out and then being completely wrong. But like even Vish was like, when did this happen?
Yeah, there's no way we all missed it.
Yeah, because Coach Cullup followed us like within like the first month she was hired, and then Coach Fitz followed us last week, and I was like, oh shit. So I tweeted that Buckets is determined to get all of the coaches, the women's coaching staff, to follow us. And since then, we've gotten two more assistant coaches and the strength and conditioning coach to follow us. Coach Cullup followed Max. So yeah. So, but I don't know when Coach Meyer followed us, because I would have noticed this. Because she follows us, our individual accounts, but she didn't follow Bucket, so I don't know when it happened. My apologies, Coach Meyer, for calling you out. I pay attention to stuff like that, Moose. I'm petty. Can we quickly mention the NorChad Baylor post?
Sick'em. What is that Nicaraguan doing, man? That dude is like so out of pocket at this point. He is.
It honestly hurt my soul to see him in green.
I thought it was hilarious, to be honest. I am having a good time with this. I am not going to be deterred. As Jasmine called out, I'm old. I've seen it all. I'm not going to get upset over one dude going somewhere. It is.
Moose, I'm just joking. I'm just joking around, Moose.
It is hilarious that he ended up at Baylor. I mean, I talk about fish out of water. This dude's living in Waco now. He made his bed, he can lie in it. I mean, honestly, I thought it was hilarious.
We've thrown a lot of speculation around about this.
Well, I mean, look, we don't have any sources or anything. I think it is pretty clear that, like, there was definitely a triggering event a couple of weeks ago when, you know, Matthew says coming back, Wiggins said he's not, and Norchad said he's not, all kind of at the same time, like within a few days of each other. I think Wiggins and Norchad actually on the same day. I think it's pretty clear, like, our school was saying, like, you need to commit or leave. I'm assuming his intention at that point was not to go to Baylor. I think he overplayed his hand.
He had a meeting with some people. What does that even mean?
So did I today, actually.
Hmm.
Baylor does not have that kind of money. I think if he had to do it all over again, NorChad would have joined and announced with Nigel that he was coming back and not done the last.
Vish, do you think he wasn't invited to come back?
Who, NorChad? I
mean, this is all speculation. Yeah, NorChad. Like, once he didn't make up his mind right away, like, do you think that was... speculating here.
I think he had to either... I think once he went in the portal, he didn't have the option of coming back. I think had he... at that point said he wanted to come back, I think he probably would have been okay.
Well, like if he entered the NBA draft and then didn't get
well,
the
I the reason I, and again, this is all speculation, but him and Wooga, after like not saying anything for
a long
weeks,
time,
a month, whatever, doing it on the same day, to me, someone set a deadline. Yeah. Like, that doesn't happen on accident. Mm-hmm.
100%.
And so
they, and then like, the next day, Cleveland announced he was coming back.
Yeah, which he probably had already told them before and just hadn't done the overall announcement. So my guess is someone set a deadline. You got to tell us or we're going to move on. And Norchad, for whatever reason, wasn't ready to commit to Miami. So he went into the portal, probably thought he had better options. They ended up having, you know, not getting invited to even the G League camp. You know, that hurts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Cleveland told Matt he's coming back 2 months ago. He told me. This Matt?
How many guys are there? Something that we didn't know.
No, but I
no comment.
But not getting invited to the G League combine does ruin Norchad's NIL leverage too. Because now, like, you know, pro isn't an option. What are you competing against other schools? And you know, he's an undersized big. He's
a 6'5" center, yeah.
So I think his market dried up a lot more than he probably thought it would.
Isn't he actually measured at 6'4" and a half?
So we were rounding up just to be
honest. Now that he's not on roster.
The 6'4" and a half, the 6'4" and three quarters.
Yeah.
Oh, can I put what I was originally going to put up here now that we finished
yes,
our
job? Yes, you can switch it.
This is what I was originally going to have on the board, but then I changed it because I didn't want to throw shade while Jasmine was here. I wanted to put something that was...
We're having a change mid-show.
There it is.
Oh,
and I added Jasmine. The next Chick-fil-A pick is going to, we're going to have to extend the board. Or I could just put like a line here and just.
When are we getting Gio on the show?
Gio is a Popeyes guy, yeah. I also got to talk to Luke because Luke said he wanted to come on, so.
Yeah, we are. Well, we know where that's going.
Do we?
Yeah, this is. I mean,
come on. Yeah, we know the type.
Yeah.
Bro, but honestly, my favorite thing, Jasmine's like, nah, I didn't want to leave. She was just like, no, I love Miami, blah, blah, blah. So, but the whole I found out about Coach Cullip via ESPN alert, I was like, oh my God. Wow. That's like a player finding out they got traded. Like, that's like, but.
I mean, that's the way it is now, though. Shh, stuff leaks out so quickly crazy. And everyone's quick to post it. And then, you know, you find out through.
Yeah. But, you know, was it the team store is selling those old school orange women's jerseys still? I might have to get that one with a 4 on it. As long as Harry doesn't mess up the heat press again.
He did you a favor.
He did do me a favor because the orange jersey's way nicer. So shout out to Harry from the team store. Shout out to all the Canes places, honestly.
Yeah, we've done live shows from
all Canes. The team store gave me a nicer jersey. Canes wear gives me discounts all the time. So I mean, good stuff. When Matt's visiting Miami, we're gonna have to do another live show from all Canes. Yeah.
So why would they invite? Well, I mean, this is the point, Max. Like, he and Nigel were in similar situations in that they went through the process last year. They knew what their draft grades were. They knew they weren't getting drafted, essentially. Norchad chose to play games.
They're both undersized for their position.
Well, I mean, whatever the rationale is, they both knew what their draft grade was, and they knew it did not substantively improve this year. So, I mean, Norchad wanted to play games. Nigel's just like, nope, I'm coming back. And so, yeah, Norchad eventually did not have the option to come back. And I think he assumed that there would be a long line of people. And I don't think, I mean, we lived it, but the stark difference in the stock of our players a year ago coming off a Final Four and this year as one of the worst teams in the country, like, even if you ran numbers, that doesn't paint you in the best light. And I'm sure he was caught off guard by the lack of market for him compared to last year.
I wonder if those St. John's rumors were true, if there was any.
They might have been at one point, but again, the steps he took to get there, if he had immediately hopped in the portal after the season ended, he probably would have gotten a big check.
Yeah.
But once that money starts getting spent and dries up, you know, it doesn't, you know, the market dries, softens, and then he doesn't get invited to a camp, so he can't even say, well, I'll go to the draft as leverage. And, you know, that's just basic business. But I think he assumed his market would be similar to last year when Kansas wanted him and
St. John's back-channeled him.
And another center neither went to St. John's. Yeah, and again, that's not – yeah, but we don't know. So it's one thing to have rumors of money and to actually – you know, these are legal business documents finalizing it and all of that. It's not as black and white as you know, we make it seem when we're throwing numbers around.
So I guess it's safe to say he didn't think he was going to end up in Waco.
Yeah, I highly doubt it that he thought that was going to be the process. And again, I think he kind of bit off more than he could chew and you know, learned a life lesson. But, you know, last year Kansas wanted him really bad and he came back to Miami. And I'm assuming he thought he would have similar demand in the market, and you know, he didn't, largely because one of the issues is you know, you're coming off, and this is the point that I've been making, right? Like, how much money and resources are you putting into investing in bringing back players, even the best players, off of a team that stunk, right? And I think that's different. And so had he committed and you know, really bought in, that would have been different, but he didn't. So I think, you know, I think that kind of, it blew up in his face again. I think they overestimated their market because they assumed it was going to be similar to what last year's was, and it just wasn't.
To address this comment about wishing he would have stayed, I think a lot of us wanted him to stay at the start of the offseason, and then it sounds like he kind of ran us around a bit. So as much as he was my favorite player last year, he's dead to me now. He will not get Kenny Kaji status. Had he had stayed, he would have been up there in my favorite players of all time, but he left. So... dead to me.
You tried to draft him in our Hurricanes draft.
This is why.
Aren't you glad we didn't allow it?
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. The transfer portal changes all of this because now guys can leave so easily. if you don't finish as a Kane, you will never be on my top favorite players. So
I mean that's your choice to make, obviously, but I think this is why we did not allow current players on there, because their story's not written yet.
Yeah.
Wait, so James Palmer can't be one of my favorite?
What a throwback day. Where'd you pull that from?
Dude, he lit it up at Nebraska, I think it was.
He did go to Nebraska,
or,
yes.
Or, what's no, his he name? Went to Nebraska. Manu LeCompte, or whatever his name.
Talk about
Manu
Baylor.
Manu LeCompte? Oh my gosh.
He went to Baylor.
Yep.
There's Friars. There's Friars with Baylor.
Fucking Baylor.
Yeah, no, for sure.
But I will say, L recruiting like he did out of the portal so quickly, like, he learned from last offseason and fixed it really quickly. And I honestly agree with Max about the locker room was terrible. It's a lot of fresh faces. You've got Nigel, who's gonna be the leader of that team. You got Matthew Cleveland, who's sticking around another year in the program. And then you've got some really talented freshmen coming in and some really good guys out of the portal, and hopefully some more, because L ain't done yet. The bus riding UM history seriously.
Matt, what's wrong with your state, man?
What's wrong with your state? Thinking that freaking
I don't have a state. I can't even.
What's wrong with Matt's
Mexican
internet?
Food that can compete.
Yeah.
Matt is just
I
like.
Don't know.
Yeah, what's wrong with the internet in your state too? While we're at it,
what's wrong with your time zone?
Know.
This is he's superior. He's talking to us from the past.
The Panthers are ahead 4-1. The Bruins benched their goalie.
No, I don't know anything. I don't know anything about him, Matt. I had practice today and everything. I couldn't look at it. I couldn't look at anything. He sent me a
Have we heard anything about in. About Mitchell?
Dylan Mitchell? No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. He's on a visit. Max can remind me. He's going on a visit to Cincinnati, I think it is. So.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything since. I guess he's still taking visits. I haven't seen anything about. He'd be a nice ad, though.
Mm-hmm. No, he would.
Man, what? I mean, and we were all disappointed about the outcome of the season for the men's and women's team here, but it's been a lot more fun covering the portal. I mean, it was all sadness with everybody leaving, but now we've got all these new people. Like, yay.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Moose on this one. If you leave, whatever. Get the fuck out.
Yeah, it broke my heart a little bit with Norchad leaving, but like after that Sikkim crap, I'm
mean, that man is lost. He's in there. I can't not tell you how funny that is to me. I cannot tell you, man. It's just like he's in there at Waco. Like, if you've never been to Waco, whoa, buddy. This dude just totally left Miami to go to Waco.
I think seriously. You posted it in the chat, Vish, but it's like it reminded me of the thing like in the movies when it's like, you're probably wondering how I ended up here.
we plucked this dude out of Arkansas State obscurity, turned him into one of the best players in the ACC. He's living in Miami, and he's like, you know what?
I'm gonna go to Waco.
I mean, this is...
And then the Barstool page called him like the Nicaraguan Knight, and I'm just like, that's terrible.
Yeah, well, wow. Anyway. Anyway, he can enjoy Waco. We did good replacing him already, so
we did.
All is well over here.
Jonesboro, so Waco ain't too bad. there's a 6'9 power forward in the 2024 class who undergrad but visited Houston is going to visit Houston. How do you even pronounce that?
Shake and die.
Wait, I want to hear Melissa try to pronounce it. You shouldn't have said that.
I wouldn't even know. I'm so bad with name. You got to understand, and I have to apologize. I have to apologize this on the regular of how bad I am with pronouncing names, because when I go to admit a patient, I verify that it's them. So I'm like, are you Mr. or Mrs. So-and-so? And like, is that how you pronounce your name? I'm really sorry. Like, I do this regularly in my job. I mispronounce names. So It is what it is.
You don't just say the first two letters of their name and then go mumbling? Is that
sometimes? Sometimes I'll say their first name if it's easier. Like if their last name's really hard, I'll be like, oh, like I'll use their first name if it's easier to pronounce. I'm like, I'm sorry, I just butchered your name. I do it on the regular. Cue the Sox outro.
Don't cry. Keep it chill. Wear good socks.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.